Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
We're bringing it, baby.
All right, guys. Rise and shine on this Monday morning. Right. Thank you guys for tuning in again.
What was that?
You don't know that? Rise and shine? Are you not on Twitter at all?
I don't. You guys are obsessed with Twitter. I don't
get it. It's not even on Twitter. It's on Instagram. It's just everywhere. It's Kylie Jenner.
Rise and shine.
You don't know what that is?
They're filming Kylie Jenner's office, like her whole beauty lip kit office. And there's a room where like Stormy, I guess, sleeps in sometimes. And
Stormy's her kid, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Okay. So they're filming, and it was really funny because you could see a cut from her outside the door to inside the room, and the lights were still off.
Oh, so you could.
There was just like camera crew was like, shh.
So you could tell like they went in to get the shot. Okay. Yeah.
So I was like, 3, 2, 1. She turns on the light and goes, rise and shine.
What the fuck?
And Stormy's just like,
Is that why everybody's talking about like her singing career or something? Or like that she has a song out?
Yeah, they just remix that like tiny little
section. It's just that one little section. Yeah.
And you know what? It's not even that funny. I think it's just because Kylie Jenner did it, so it's like just roasting her for it.
She's even made merch too.
Oh yeah!
Oh my god! Talk about people just doing something and running with it.
I mean, you know, her mom like told her exactly what to do right after that. She's like, "Honey, you need to make some merch."
Oh my god!
Push that joke out.
Hey, it's making them. They're doing their thing. You know, you gotta respect the hustle.
I know.
If we did something and it blew up on the internet, we would make merch immediately.
I think we have. Maybe you got to roll with the trend. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Fuck it. Rise and shine. Good morning. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Let's roll the intro real quick.
You said that before.
Wait, did I roll the intro?
No. We're supposed to say that after.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. Let's roll the intro. You should have put the mic under that.
I know. I should have let y'all hear that one.
Ooh, he nasty this morning.
Oh my god, and it smells too.
Oh, that's one of those protein farts.
and I haven't eaten anything yet, so I don't know where that came from.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. We got some rancid air up in here this morning.
Mm-hmm. My name is Zane.
And I am Heath.
And welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Yay!
Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, really, really appreciate you guys coming back, listening to our podcast, giving us your feedback, writing reviews on the podcast app. You know, that really helps us kind of gauge what you want to hear. And, you know, it ranks us in the charts better.
Yeah.
It's cool seeing you guys on the YouTube video being like, oh, I had to come here to see what happened at this far because it was so funny while listening.
We love seeing that.
If you guys haven't seen our YouTube videos of the podcast, it's youtube.com/Zane and Heath. We post those every Tuesday, so just the day after. And we really appreciate you guys watching both.
Yeah. Let's get started on the week. I could tell you about my morning.
Okay.
I had a rough morning this morning.
What happened?
Let him tell this story.
Give me some time because this is probably like the most embarrassing thing that's happened to me recently. Recently. Okay. Something embarrassing happens to me all the time, but like this one is pretty embarrassing. But I'm doing pretty, like, I'm not like that.
You seem all right. You're like, you're walking in pretty good. Everything seems all right.
So last night I don't feel like I drank a lot, but I no it's
Zane every single fucking time
because I recently just had my wisdom teeth surgery, so I've been on like pretty heavy medication for the past like
hydrocroxylrodones.
Just all this crazy shit, and I stopped taking it for the past like 3 days before
today.
I felt like after not drinking for a week and I was on medication like that, my body was kind of like changed on me. So when I did drink last night, even drinking a little bit really just intensified my drunk. One thing led to another. One thing led to another. I woke up in this random person's house, woken up by a random person waking me up. Like, I just have never seen this person in my life, never seen this house. It was really scary. I actually started crying a little bit because I was just so embarrassed with myself. Like, how
you're crying?
Did it? Yeah, a little bit. I was like, I think I was
just
so
disappointed
pissed,
in yourself.
Disappointed in myself.
And your friend? Why the fuck? Who
friends?
Were you with?
Yeah.
I was not with any of our friends, like our close friends. I was
well,
with.
That,
cut the story. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I hope you're embarrassed.
Yeah, no, I guess the moral of the story is, I mean, obviously not, don't drink ever, but I think just like when your friends are going home and there's it's a night of drinking, you should probably just go home with them. You shouldn't like hang out with other people. I mean, the people are with are probably friends, but like obviously it didn't matter that much that I was just sleeping at this random person's house, which is like, I'm not saying it's their fault. It's 100% my fault. I'm taking full responsibility, but you should stick with your close friends.
The one night I don't go out with you guys, and Zane ends up sleeping at somebody's house getting destroyed.
Life is crazy.
You know, baby?
Baby, that's why I need my bestie with me, so he could take care of me and stuff when I'm, like, drinking a lot. I mean, a little, because I only had, like, 3 shots, but...
Right.
You know what I mean? The kid decided to take me home. He was really nice about it, by the way. Mm-hmm. He was really cool. His name was Topher.
Shout out to Topher.
Thank you, Topher.
Good boy, Topher.
So we are on our way to my house, and I thought the most interesting thing about our whole conversation was that his dad and my dad are from the same city. They were born in the same city.
Where?
Beirut, Lebanon.
Whoa. Weird.
Beirut, Lebanon.
What?
Like,
that's not
cousins.
Yeah, that's not common. Yeah.
And he doesn't really look Arab, so it's like fucking crazy.
He's your long lost brother.
Probably. I don't know. He didn't look anything like me, but it is crazy. His dad's from Beirut, Lebanon. Like, I don't know anybody that's from there. So yeah, as he dropped me off, David comes out with his camera. He's like, just fucking, he's filming me already. Cause I think I called him because I was so confused where I was.
Uh-huh.
I was like, dude, what the fuck? He's like, he started recording immediately, like almost like he knew. And then as I was getting out of the car, the Topher goes, hey, you might want to change too.
Huh?
Yeah. And I'm like, excuse me? He's like, just want to change. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I immediately got scared. Like, I have no idea what this is about. A million things was running.
Yeah, that's a really weird thing to say, especially like not to say it like the whole time, but like right as soon as you're like saying goodbye.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you might want to change.
Imagine you like, give me a weird. Wing too, and I'm just like, oh God. I'm like, what the fuck happened? He's like, we think you pissed your pants while you were sleeping last night.
No way.
And I started laughing uncontrollably because I could not believe that happened. When was the last
time? So you
time
actually like
you pissed in your sleep?
You actually pissed your pants?
Yeah. Oh, I have a picture right here. I'll show it right here. But it's so embarrassing. Have you guys seen it yet?
Let me see it.
Okay. I haven't showed it to you.
Oh, you mean the one that's all over Twitter right now? Who's snapping pictures of you pee-peeing yourself?
I want to see it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Zane. No, this is, like, sad. Like,
Airdrop it to me.
Oh,
he didn't tell you had peed your pants until he dropped you off?
Yeah.
Oh, is it that bad?
Zane.
Just hold on.
Oh, my God. You airdropped it over here.
The piss, but then also the whatever bottle of vodka that is behind you. Like, that looks like you were, like, drinking it, like, as you were going to bed on the couch.
Oh, yeah. For the people listening, this is Zane in a deep slumber on a couch.
Yeah, you got to watch the video if you want to see
the
picture.
Legs on the futon section of the couch, crotch in the middle, and there is a
like
perfect
he pissed down
line.
Into the couch.
Oh, absolutely.
You look
pissed
so
down
comfortable,
the,
though.
Oh, I was very, oh, very, like, very comfortable.
Very,
very, very comfortable. I definitely pissed in the crease, so I feel really bad. You know what? I should probably hit up Topher and see if they
need a new
couch. Yeah,
I would throw the thing away.
Yeah, I'm going to actually... I'm going to call him after. I have his number. So I think we're going to be friends after.
Look at that. You make making friends.
Making friends and buying people's new couch. Buying people couches.
All right, Topher, come on out.
Come out now, Topher.
Bring him out.
He had texted me before. He was like, hey, are you mad at you, Zane's roommate? And I was like, yeah. Do you know where Zane is? He goes, yeah, he crashed over at my place. And it looks like he's like peed himself. He goes, I can't tell if it maybe he like ran if he ran through the sprinklers, but
he was trying to be nice.
Aww.
There's a big big ass puddle. There's no way.
I felt a little wet as I was going home, but I thought it was just sweat, you know, because I sweat a lot. So I just thought it was just sweat. Like,
oh,
it was
nah, baby.
Voice, but, no, it was.
You soiled your drawers.
But yeah, so that was my night. Very, very embarrassing. But I was like talking to everybody about it. We're all laughing about it. And I was like, guys, I think I need to post this picture. They're like, half the people were like, oh my God, that'd be really fun. The other half, like David, was like, Zane, no, what are you doing? No, why would you do that? I was like, because I need to make sure I post this first before anybody else does. Because if anybody else posts this before me, then that's it. I can't.
You have to like make fun of yourself.
Exactly.
You can't. Yeah. I feel like that looks like you're hiding it and you don't want to talk about it. And
exactly.
So, like, imagine people seeing that, they're like, wait, isn't that Zane? Oh my God.
How,
like, that's a bad look. But if you're like, yeah, bitch, I peed my pants last night. And we go hard. Yeah.
Baby, we lay. Oh, we
make
here.
It cool. If peeing your pants is cool, then Zane's Miles Davis.
The only thing I hate about that moment, that situation, is that, like, I don't know who was at this house.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody could have been at this house. So, like, that's the only thing that, like, but then again, if people were, like, questioning that, like, if I ran through sprinklers or something, then they probably didn't see that I pissed myself until the morning of, because it was probably so dark in there.
How did you get that picture? Who sent you that picture?
Oh, my God.
Who sent me that? Oh, no, that'd be so. I think Topher sent me that picture, but the fact that he, like, went and squatted and
see, I would never,
that's some shit I would do. Yeah. On my couch sleeping in the piss.
Yeah, why would you take a picture of
that? I would never take a picture of somebody, like, who peed.
Oh, he
didn't send it to them, at least.
But, like, no, look, it's his house. Some kid that he doesn't just pissed on his fucking couch. I think he has every right to take a picture of it. I don't blame him at all, but, like, oh my God, who else has this picture?
You know,
sent it to his, like, roommate group chat, and, like, they all just, like...
It is on the Snapchat cloud for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, we need to get you some pull-ups before we go out next
time. Yeah, that's funny. Just, what are they called? Depends?
Yeah, depends, like adult pull-ups.
We get fucked up. We get
going
fucked
out tonight? Depends.
Depends. Are we blacking out?
Are we drinking?
Depends. Oh,
yeah. Our next sponsor is going to be like adult pull-ups.
Oh, that's a great ad.
Zane. Like, I feel bad for you.
I don't feel bad. I mean, I went home, I showered, I felt like a new man.
This reminds me of the story when you, like, blacked out and threw up all over your bed and got pissed off thinking somebody puked in your bed when you woke up.
Oh my God, guys, this was Thanksgiving, like, 4 years ago, and I woke up in a puddle of puke, like, in my own, my face was in my puke.
No.
It was disgusting. Oh. Yeah. I woke up and I got so angry because I was like, who the fuck puked in my bed? I was like, who the fuck puked in my bed? I go to the mirror and it's all over.
Oh no.
And I'm like, oh,
it was,
I puked.
It was a wine puke. So we had a big thing of bagged wine.
We all drank so much.
So it was just
wine.
Red everywhere.
And dude, what's funny about that day, since we're talking about people pissing their pants, our buddy actually pissed his pants that night because he fell asleep in our bathroom in, like, the tub. It's like a movie. And there was, like, piss.
Yeah, they can give me good.
Yo, people really be out here peeing their pants.
Dude, Denny House was a fucking lit.
Maybe you were just throwing it back. You wanted to relive that.
We all were crazy back in that house. So we all did crazy
bad
shit.
Well, sorry to hear about your night. It sounds pretty horrifying and traumatizing.
It was pretty traumatizing. But how was your? I know you had a rough week.
I had probably the hardest week I've ever had.
Yeah, we don't want to one up you.
Yeah,
but
did you piss your pants? You're like, nope, but my house almost burned down.
Yeah. So basically, I had one of the most stressful weeks work-wise. It felt like I had 6 essay, like, reports due the same weekend. And I'm in the living room with Mariah. We're falling asleep. It's 1:30. All of a sudden, just banging on my front door. We kind of, like, are startled waking up. And I'm like, who the fuck's at my front door? So I look out and he's like, it's your neighbor. We got to go. The fire. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Fire.
He's like, the fire's here. Everybody has to evacuate. So I'm like, holy shit, what's going on? Earlier that night, we drove to my house and there was a fire in Sylmar, which is a couple towns over. So, like, I knew there was a fire, but it's not in my area.
You just didn't think it would move
right
that fast.
It spread so fast and it got to Porter Ranch. And I was like, holy shit. So we go outside and I look at my street and the whole sky is just bright orange. Like, I'll put a picture right here so you guys can see it.
Nobody can prepare for something like that, too.
No.
You never go to sleep and just say, oh, what if there's a fire happening?
Well, what's crazy is on the way home that night when we saw the fire, I was like, what would we do if, you know, the fire was in our neighborhood? Like, how would we go about, like, what would be our plan?
Yeah.
And we were like, I don't know. Let's think about it. We actually came up with, like, an evacuation plan as a what if precautionary thing and ended up having to do it. So went outside, saw it, came back in. We're like, holy shit, what do we do? We saw the fire. We came back inside and we're like, all right, let's do this. So we started packing up all the electronics, everything that was valuable, grabbing pictures, that, you know, stuff that can't be replaced and sentimental stuff.
Yeah. What about the sign behind you, Heath? You didn't mean it.
Oh, you know what?
You got everything important except for our Zane and Heath Unfiltered sign.
It could be replaced.
That can't be replaced. Those letters are custom made perfectly for this. Look.
But you know what? I did grab the picture of you off my nightstand.
You have a printed picture of Zane on your nightstand.
No. Fair. But the fact that Zane thought I would.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, you're damn right. Okay. So we just literally packed up the truck, grabbed everything, the desktop, everything we could into the truck.
We needed the desktop because I was editing the podcast.
Right.
And we couldn't transfer the file because I already started it onto a laptop. So we had to bring the big ass desktop in the car. So I had it on the floor in front of me. Plugged in, he has an outlet in his truck. Plugged into the truck, I had the mouse, the keyboard, and I'm looking down and I'm
crazy.
And the whole town is up in flames.
Dude, it was so stressful. And we had a wedding to get to the next day. So I'm like, holy shit. And I'm one of the groomsmen. So I was like, shit, we got to grab the suit. So we packed the suit, loaded the truck up, everything, got out. I called David. I'm like, hey, can we come over? He's like, wait, you got to get the Lambo. So as soon as we get to David's, he's like, let's go. We got to go back. And I'm like, holy shit, like the fire is getting worse. Yeah. He's like, we can't leave that there. And I'm like, all right, shit, I guess you're kind of right.
Yeah, I know.
So he takes us back. We grab the Lambo and we head out. And as we're heading out, we see the fire coming down the mountain. I have some videos we can play, but it's getting lower and lower. And I'm like, holy shit. Take the Lambo back to his house, drop it off, and we had to come back to get Big Red and her car.
Gotta get
Hyundai Tucson.
But what's crazy is like every time we come back, it's getting worse and worse. And the third time, the fire is down the mountain completely, and it's into the street coming into my neighborhood and catching houses on fire in here. What's scary is that the winds are so strong, it's just throwing the flames and ember everywhere and just catching stuff on fire. I think they're called like flare-ups, so it like jumps, and it's that's how it spreads so quickly.
I even saw on Twitter that one of the debris from that fire in Porter Ranch made it all the way to Universal Studios.
Yeah, dude, that's like 30 nuts. Miles away. Crazy.
Still on fire.
It felt like the end of the world.
Yeah.
I've never been in a situation where it was like, it seemed like apocalypse. Obviously, it's not an apocalypse, but just being in a fight or flight situation like that was so terrifying because you don't know what's going to happen. Everybody is in a frantic, chaotic panic. The gas station, everybody's running around trying to get gas supplies and they're all screaming. A fucking car exploded and blew up in the gas station like parking lot area.
What? It's like a zombie apocalypse.
Dude.
Mentally, how much were you like accepting that like the house is gonna burn? Like,
we were ready.
I literally
accepted it was gonna go.
I told Mariah, I was like, it was less than a mile. It was less than a half a mile away from me. So I told Mariah, like, I was like, it's going down, like 100%, because of how fast it was spreading. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the fire department got it to stop, but you guys are absolutely incredible and like actual heroes.
Thank you. I mean, we wouldn't have our podcast set up right now if the fires got here.
We'd have a lot to talk about, but nothing to record it with.
This is the house, by the way. This is Heath's house that almost burnt down in that fire.
But yeah, no, I fully accepted it. And
yeah, because the neighbor was saying as soon as we left, because he stayed a little bit longer, he knew it was time to go because he looked next door and the flames were behind the houses, like up and over the houses. And he said like, big things of embers were flying into our street. So if that hit one of the trees, that's it. You're done.
So we stayed at David's, spent the night, didn't go to bed until like 6 a.m. Come back the next morning to try to check on our stuff to see if the house is burned down. And everything is blocked off. The fire department, police, everything is closing the street. We couldn't get into this town of Porter Ranch. Everything is blocked off in here. So there was an entire line of cars lined up and police were escorting them one by one to go up into the hill to check on their house, and they could only go get stuff for 5 minutes and then have to leave.
Right.
Oh my God.
Crazy. Because they were still putting out fires.
Yeah, and I bet people would like try to like loot the houses like and stuff. That's like when it's like prime time, like everyone's evacuated. Let's go.
Matt would be the one to think about when the best time to rob it.
No, it was just because there were cops there, and why would that be? And it's because they're trying to protect everyone's houses.
Yeah,
but
it was like a ghost town.
So thank God we packed everything up. Everything here in the neighborhood was like super smoky. You couldn't breathe. Like everything was just quiet.
Ooh, it was
and
still,
it was just really
it
weird.
Was so eerie.
We left. We went to head down to the wedding. It was like a 2-hour drive. Mariah's in the backseat editing, doing her thing, just stressed.
Yeah.
So we left the wedding early to come back to my house to get the podcast up.
It's just so stressful. This desktop was the most stressful part.
Yeah. That we,
because you can't even. Desktop,
yeah. Like, the biggest yes. one. We brought it to the hotel too, hooked it up to the hotel. Like,
it was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But just the fact that, like, if it was a laptop, we could just sit there and boo, 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 boo. But the fact is, we had it plugged into my truck.
And the fucking project file, I'm sure, was on my computer. And you can't, like,
yes.
you can't take your project file and move it somewhere else, which is so stupid.
Yeah.
It's because, so like, you'd think that, like, they would fix that like yeah. problem.
The there probably is a way. People were like, you guys are so stupid. But like, copy and paste it.
But I'm sure like that would have taken a really long time to try to get it transferred, whatever, if there even is a way.
Yeah.
We drive all the way back home, the 2 hours, get back to the house. We're like, okay, cool, let's just get this uploaded, everything's gonna be good.
It's about 1 a.m right?
Yeah,
we got back at 1 a.m.
We walk in, she plugs the computer in, sits down, she goes to literally make the first cut. Boom, power
no.
cuts out.
No.
Like, literally
you
could not make this shit
write
up.
The shit. You can't write the shit.
So we're like, holy fuck, we have a flight the next morning we have to leave for at 6 a.m We have to repack because we didn't have anything because we were gone the whole weekend.
Oh my God.
So we're like, fuck, we're packing in the dark, trying to get everything ready to go to Colorado and unplugging the desktop again. We go to Mariah's in Pasadena, which is a fucking 40-minute drive. She's back in the backseat editing again. Get to her apartment, set everything up, finish everything. We don't get done until like 5 o'clock in the morning. Push everything through, get it ready, push the desktop aside, and go straight to the airport. Just nonstop. We pulled like 3 all-nighters this weekend.
Well, see, that's why I love you guys so much as a couple, and you guys like come out like smiling and everything. Like, you guys like have gone through so much. And like
a couple of the FaceTime calls I've had with them, they're pretty miserable.
Yeah. Had.
It's crazy. You would think that because these fires are happening so often, and the way they start is so easy. Like, someone could flick a fucking cigarette.
Yeah.
And madness. Just yeah. the entire neighborhood's on fire.
It's just because of how dry everything is. It's so
easy. And how
easy.
Stupid everybody is.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, and you really never know what caused the fire either. So, it, like, I just feel like it gives the wrong people these ideas mm-hmm. that, like, oh, I could
oh,
fucking
yeah.
end people's, like, neighborhoods. I could just, like, burn houses down if I just.
Especially. Like where you live, like in Studio City.
Imagine if in Studio City, there's one street to get out. That's it. It's
dude.
Like fucking, it's so cluttered.
And they're so tight. Oh my, that
imagine
would be
a
shit
fire
show.
In Studio City, like no. right no. where like Hollywood Hills and all. How the fuck do you get out of there?
A horse.
Could you imagine all like celebrities in the hills just get out of my way?
Like just on a bird just like zipping out, just like zzz.
It would be pretty insane seeing all these celebrities just like madness, just all
they're
driving.
All calling helicopters, just getting
oh,
air.
Oh, yeah.
There's just ladders dropping from the sky.
James Bonding it out. That's really funny.
You've heard those conspiracy theories though of like the government or something. They're shooting lasers towards these
yeah.
like so celebrities, stupid. Like neighborhoods. I don't know. The videos are crazy though. Like when you yeah. watch it, you're just like, wow.
Mm,
interesting.
Weird. It's possible. I mean, I don't doubt anything. I feel like the government's fucked up. Like they would do some fucked up shit.
Yeah, I know. I know. Our podcast gets taken off the podcast side because the government runs it too.
Right.
So before we continue with the story, this is a reshoot.
Yeah.
I got fucked up yesterday.
Something happened where the audio recorder lost power and it didn't save the file. So we lost that. So we had to reshoot it. That's why we're in a different outfit.
We're going to be in different outfits in about 3 seconds. When
yeah.
So y'all been lying to everybody for the past 30 minutes.
Yeah. Mariah and Matt, they did their job.
We did. Dressed up how we were.
That's just the type of people
they're just
we
disgusting
are,
and didn't change. No, we purposely redid it.
And Matt's even more disgusting because he keeps salivating on the side of his mouth.
He leaking.
I'm applying Aquaphor. I had a dental implant, and so my mouth is like kind of healing, so that's why I'm talking funny. And so I've just been like trying to put the cream back
it
on.
It is crazy. It's like really green.
Because it's bruised. Oh, is it green
it's
now?
Green.
It was yellow
yeah.
last night.
Oh my, it's just
yeah,
different color.
It's
so
nasty.
I wonder if you see like the side of my cheek changed
you're
colors
actually
over
your 20. Your mic's covering it so you're
I know
good.
That's what I've been trying to do this whole time.
Yeah, I can see Matt been, looking I'm like looking at him like why does he keep looking at me
because I'm covering up my face because I'm like ugh.
Oh, that's funny.
It's just so
well there's gonna be like
it's like leaning
that people are gonna be commenting like the first like a bit of this being like what's wrong with Matt, why is he talking funny? But no,
but yeah,
so
that's why Matt's yeah
And yeah, so
all right. Well, let's.
We did a snap transition, but
we could do that. All right, snap transition in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, we're good.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We stayed at the Stanley Hotel, super famous hotel.
Yeah.
You would think.
Do you know
they
what the Stanley
have...
Hotel is? It was where Stephen King, came up with The Shining.
Shining.
Yeah. Because the hotel room. Was
hold on a second. 217. No. Okay. Stephen King, I don't think came up with The Shining at
yes.
the Stanley Hotel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's
okay.
He shot The Shining at the Stanley.
No. No. It was shot in London.
He wrote it.
It was shot in London, and the exterior was shot in Oregon.
Right.
The Stanley Hotel, he stayed in room 217. He woke up from a nightmare. He went outside to have a cigarette. By the time he was done with his cigarette, he had the whole outline for The Shining.
Tell him, baby. Get him. Okay, Mr. Book getting schooled over here.
Mr. King himself.
You rock his world, bitch. Fucking rock him, motherfucker.
Oh, so the hotel is not the interior they shot at the movie?
No,
it was inspired. Oh, well, now I'm not that, jealous about going.
Dumbass.
It's the actual haunted room that he stayed in.
It's just one of the most haunted hotels in the world.
Yeah.
So it's very iconic, but it just so happened Stephen King stayed there and whatever.
Well,
we stayed
I'm
in
jealous
his room.
Y'all went because they
it was
asked
cool.
me to go.
It was
and
really
I was like,
fun.
No.
They, yeah, it, me and Matt, we both got emails to go to do the whole thing, but I don't know.
It was beautiful.
It was really cool.
Matt, you would have loved it. You would have absolutely loved it.
It was really
amazing.
Cool. Just like, it was an experience.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any encounters with
We didn't.
We didn't have any paranormal stuff. There was some weird sounds, and it was definitely creepy. Like, it made you feel really uncomfortable being there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just had an uneasy feeling walking around.
Yeah.
But we didn't, like... See a ghost.
See a ghost.
The ghosts were like,
boo. Boo. She's sitting in the corner, boo.
The ghosts were like, ooh, go see Dr. Sleep in theaters.
You just see the ghost is just like.
I was waiting on you in the closet.
In the closet.
It was a great trip. It was really fun. So we're like, okay, it's time to go to the airport. Let's get home. I pull out my phone. I go to call an Uber. And it's like, there's no Ubers available in this city. I was like, okay. So I tried every single type of Uber, the big one, the SUV, the
Uber Chopper.
Uber Chopper.
We ain't got that much money now. So then I asked the one of the guys working there. He's like, oh, try Lyft. I was like, okay. Tried Lyft. Still nothing. We go to the front desk. I'm like, how do I get out of this city and get to the airport? And they're like, oh, here's a taxi service.
But it was a weird one. She goes, so the one on the front is the one we usually take. The one on the back, there's no fare. You just pay them what you think they deserve.
I was like, okay.
I was like, what?
A bitch gonna get $10. No, $2.
It's one of those ones they just tell you about Jesus the whole way. Like, have you heard the good news? I'll give you a ride for free if I can tell you about our Lord and Savior.
I say, bitch, buckle up. Let's go.
We used to take those in college because they were like free. We were just like, guys, just be quiet. We have to listen to like someone tell you about God just so you
on your way out
cab.
To a bar to get fucked up
I
and go
know.
Do your drugs.
I know it was terrible, but it was a free ride.
So that wasn't available. They didn't pick up. I called the other taxi on the card and they were like, oh, we can't be to that location for at least 2 hours. I was like, well, I got a flight to catch. Like, I don't know what to do. So I'm like, okay. There's clearly no other options. Like, I called all the taxi services, nothing. Uh-huh. So I was like, let me see if there's a limo. I was like, fuck it. I'll get a limo if I have to. The limo couldn't be there for a couple hours. And I was like, oh, shit. What do I do? I was like, I'm about to get a U-Haul.
Right?
Act like I'm about to go move something and just fucking dump it at the airport.
Just dump it.
Like,
run.
Just get one of those big box trucks. Yeah. You know what I mean? Fuck it.
Dude, just fucking, that's funny. Just dump it and just fucking
and they're
hit
like,
it.
Yeah, your truck is due back. Oh, somebody stole it. And we ended up finding the shuttle service. And they're like, I could video in 30 minutes. I was like, thank God.
And that was their last ride of the day.
Uh-huh. Were there other influencers like staying there? Like,
no,
it was
like,
we had a different thing than you guys.
He got a brand deal and his pitch was he's going to go stay at the hotel room that he wrote. So it had nothing to do with what we got in emails for.
Oh.
Yeah, so he got monies for
me. He got like a separate thing. It was all like money and stuff and branded.
You know?
Oh my God.
He making money moves.
And
you know what? I get to do fun shit and get paid, baby. But we did it, and we're back. My house didn't burn down, so
thank God.
Dude,
imagine, it could like imagine your
on
house
top of
fucking
it
burned down. And we had to move this set to somewhere else.
We would have nothing to move. Zane was like, if your house burned down, think about the podcast material. I was like, yeah, we could talk about it on the set we don't have.
Now, this ugly couch would be the only thing that survives.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
All this expensive shit would be
shit
this
like
couch.
It's this that does survive. True. In fire. Yeah. Another thing that we did this weekend, insane. So David Blaine, if you guys don't know, he's a magician. I did not know who David Blaine was. I didn't recognize his face at all. It's whatever. Okay.
You don't know who David Blaine is.
You know why? You know why? Because I don't like magic. I'm like very pessimistic when it comes to, what's it, pessimistic?
You're cynical. You're cynical.
I'm cynical when it comes to magic. I see shit. I'm just like, okay, whatever.
I mean, I'm the same way. Like, I don't like magic, but David Blaine is somebody who's on a different level.
Okay. Yeah, and I didn't know who he was, obviously. So the first trick I saw from him was at David's house, which is pretty crazy.
He
came
to David's house?
Oh, he was at David's house. Oh, you don't know. He came to he was at David's house two nights ago. Dude,
I've met David Blaine. He's done two tricks on me. That's a whole separate story, but go on yours. Okay. Go on yours. I'm okay with it.
Stop trying to take my shine.
I know I'm not, but I'm just pissed I wasn't there.
He just goes the extra mile where he hurts himself to make magic tricks, like fully to execute magic tricks. He put a card that like Mariah was holding. It ended up in his mouth with his mouth shut. It was fucking nuts. It was just crazy.
And then he like pulled the thread out of his stomach. And, like, you could like see it, like you could see it actually coming out of his skin. Like it was pulling his skin.
Yeah, that's an old one of his.
Yeah,
he's done it before.
You know what's crazy tricks. Though?
The ice pick.
No. He did the ice pick through his hand?
It was through his bicep.
Through his arm.
Oh, that's a new... Oh, wait. No, he did do that one time with Ricky Gervais. Yeah.
Crazy.
What were you saying, Maya?
Of course David would get David Blaine.
Of course. Yeah.
Because David Blaine does... He was explaining to us where he does this thing. He'll disappear for a couple years. Then he'll have this like 45-minute segment. And then he'll disappear again to work on his craft.
Right.
He refuses to go... You know the Magic Castle?
Yes,
he pulled up the list and it said David Blaine declined. Yeah. He doesn't get involved.
He doesn't fuck with other magicians.
He doesn't like Chris
really?
Angel.
Really? When I hung out with David Blaine, I asked him, like, let's go to Magic Castle.
He does his own thing.
He doesn't go to people's houses and does magic too. He only did it for David. So that was rare that he did it, that he was at David's house doing a magic trick.
Usually
so
he does insane. It for his own, like,
but
tour,
what's
his own camera.
Him and David are very similar.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
They both have this mentality of, I will shoot 100 hours of stuff to get 4 seconds that's perfect.
Right.
And like, it was cool watching them talk to each other.
Yeah, it was
because
crazy.
They're both so fucking crazy that like just seeing them go back and forth and get excited about stuff was really interesting.
Yeah. Honestly, we're all pretty scared. He was making a new best friend. We're all like,
we're all fucked. Like, Zane and I can't compete with David.
David and David.
I think it's the best being friends with David Blaine. Like, make them get along as much as they can.
I think they'd be great partners when it comes to like shooting shit, and, like making crazy shit happen. Like, if they partnered up and made shit.
Matt, it would be magic.
Oh my gosh. When he did a magic trick on me, I cried because I was just honored to like just have a moment where David Blaine is looking at you in your face and getting a magic trick done by him.
Yeah, he picked me a lot. He
like,
a lot of things.
He looked right, like he would like sink, like when he looked at you and was talking, it would like sink into you. You're like, wow.
In my wallet, I used to carry around the card that he did a magic trick on me, and he signed it, and he was like, you know what's cool about today? And I'm like, what? He's like, it's Houdini's birthday. And he like signed it, and I was like, whoa.
His character is amazing.
So cool.
He's so funny.
Yeah. Like, he's very mysterious, but he's very present. So when he's talking to you, he's talking to you. And like, you can tell he's 100% there. Like, I thought it would be like, because he's always like, you know, he does like, he's like, whoa.
Yeah.
But when he's talking to you, you can tell he's actually talking to you. And he's giving you really good advice. Like, the way he was just, it was very inspiring.
Yeah, he's very aware,
he's
very
such like
present.
A person. He's
I
so
thought
normal.
It was really interesting that he thought David's dart trick was like amazing. No,
he thought it was cut. He was like, there's no way that was real. So he thought David threw the darts at Dom's hand, cut the video with like a shake, and then ran up and then showed them in between his.
At one point, he thought that like David, like that's David's like.
Yeah, then he thought
trick.
It was
like he thought David like did it on purpose. It's like, no, it's all like luck. Like David just throws it, and even if it doesn't land the first time, he'll do it until he gets a shot like that. He thought that was so cool, and then he stuck an ice pick through his arm. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, you just stuck an ice pick through your fucking arm. You think that dart trick was crazy?
Oh.
But yeah, just like there is a lot of stuff he did, and we could talk about this all night. But like, he's just incredible. His magic tricks, like they make you fucking. not sleep at night. Like, I couldn't sleep last night. How did he get the card in Mariah's hand to go from four pieces to one whole card that's another card?
Magic.
How the fuck did he do it? Like, Mariah's hands were shut tight. Like, Zane, it doesn't make sense.
What's really bizarre is, like, I'm the same way. I see magic and I'm like, it's magic. Bullshit. He actually made me be like, wow,
I know,
this is magic. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not normal.
Yeah.
It's not a trick. It's magic.
I was a magician's assistant, so I should have been able to pick things apart.
You were?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Oh my God,
this.
I was ready to pick it apart. I couldn't figure out squat.
She was one of the girls that got like cut in half, did like the box stuff.
It's funny because like 2 weeks before that, we saw like another magician. I want to get into it, but this magician fucking sucked. Fucking
I don't want to get into it.
I don't want to like talk shit, but he was fucking terrible.
Awful. And like, I'm not being mean, but like, it is crazy seeing people like David Blaine that actually does care about like what he does and tries to make it perfect and wants to be the best at it, and then seeing people like that where it's just like, what are you really doing? Like, are you just trying to, like, who the fuck are you trying to fool?
Did he like keep messing up? And
it's not even that. He didn't even know what he was doing.
Oh, it wasn't smooth.
It just wasn't smooth at all. Yeah. It was just like, what are you doing? And I'm not saying too much because I don't want to put a person on blast, but like, it's just crazy that like he comparing, like seeing David Blaine 2 weeks later, it's just like, this is a fucking magician. Mm-hmm. This is what a magician is supposed to be.
Yeah, you gotta practice, you know?
You gotta practice. Like,
you saw David Blaine stay underwater for 7 days.
7 days underwater? No. I think he like just held his breath for a really long time.
He was underwater for two weeks, I think.
1 week.
Not holding his breath.
He was in a glass bowl. Was underwater, had a tube that went to the top, and he slept in there and did everything. He didn't eat.
It's all mental.
He just sat there in a tube of water for a week. Because
he studies with like monks like out like in faraway lands
but,
and like learns how to...
Yeah, like when he put the ice pick through his arm, that's not magic. Anybody could technically do that.
Yeah.
But the fact that he did it and has done it so many times that he can sit there and not flinch and look you in the eyes, not tear up, not get watery, and just sit there and be like this.
Look at this.
And that's what I'm saying. Like,
no, push more.
There's probably a way where he put that card in his mouth. What in his mouth was shown.
For sure.
I don't care. We didn't see it, and I think that's what it matters. Like, if you're able to fool us that good,
and you could sew your mouth up to like sell the whole thing.
Oh yeah.
Do you know how he did that trick? You know how he did it?
I don't want to know, actually.
He did it very well.
Matt still got it.
Yeah. Like, sure, magicians say, like, how'd you do that? They go, oh, he did it very well.
He ripped the card already, right, to match it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. I really don't care.
I don't care. He's great.
He fucking fooled us, and I think that's the whole point of being a magician.
We got to go to the Magic Castle. And
not now.
No, dude, not.
I don't want to see magic again unless David Blaine is
fucking. Yeah, I don't want to see anybody but David Blaine. I know we're gonna see a lot more of him because he's actually trying to start his YouTube channel.
He's taking his time and he's like slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah,
we were talking about just like YouTube as a career and money, and he's like, I don't give a fuck about money. He's like, I want to make a video that people remember.
Yeah,
and like he said, you do it a million times and you get it right once, and that's what you'll see. I'm not gonna post a 20-minute video, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I'm going to post 10 seconds and it's going to be what I want.
It is crazy seeing celebrities like Will Smith like hop on YouTube and they're really taking advantage of him. They're making it a big deal.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes me feel good about the position I'm in. I'm like, oh, thank God I started YouTube.
Did you used to be embarrassed when we would be like, oh, YouTubers?
Of course,
I hated saying it.
I was at Zara today. I was at the Grove.
Yeah.
And she asked what I did and I couldn't, I said, oh, I do entertainment.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say YouTube.
I don't like,
it's like a weird stigma. It's like a weird stigma. Like it just doesn't, it's very sour when
people
you say
are always
YouTuber.
Like, well, oh, well then what's your name? When we look you up and like, it's like, you don't have that like just sense of like privacy, like about it.
You change your title a lot. Like,
I don't know what to call it.
I know. You're like social media advertising or like, which is, it's true, but like whatever's going to sound better to people. Cause when you say, still, it's sad. When you say YouTuber, they're like, oh.
Exactly. Yeah. Even
so what else?
When we're looking at houses to rent, you can't say you're a YouTuber. That's the last thing they want to hear is saying you're a YouTuber. We say social media advertising. We had this one lady. She was like interrogating
us. Oh my God. What do you advertise?
How do you advertise? Then the realtor goes, oh, well, do you guys know David Dobrik? And my hat just said David Vlog right on top. And I was like, turn it around.
That's
and then
great.
He just started realizing, and wait, you guys are in David's
vlog.
No.
This guy knew the whole time, I feel like.
I think so, too.
We were just beating around the bush, and this guy...
That's got to be so funny, like, knowing who we are and being like, so what are you guys doing? We're like, marketing.
Imagine asking the cast of Jersey Shore what they do, and they're like, social media advertising. Their job is literally, like, drinking.
MTV personality.
That's good. MTV personality.
I'm really excited about this.
About what?
About Jennifer Aniston joining Instagram. What? And I know Jennifer Aniston. Do you know Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
Yeah, she joined Instagram. Woo! So it's a,
what do you mean she joined Instagram?
She
like,
joined
like Instagram. She made an Instagram account.
She made an Instagram account. She like broke the internet. Dude, right now she has 14 million followers. She just made it 3 days ago.
What?
Her first picture was her with the Friends cast.
I love Jennifer Aniston so much because she reminds me so much of my mom. So I love seeing her.
I just love her because I love her. I love her.
Wait, what about her reminds you of
your mom? She kind of looks like my mom. She looks like my mom, and she kind of like, there's some quirky stuff that she does that reminds me of my mom.
Aren't you like in love with Jennifer?
Yeah.
Do you think she's the hottest person?
No, I'm not saying she's hot, but like you hear this a lot, like people that are like, or that like a girl a lot, they remind, the girl reminds them of their mom.
Yeah, the Oedipus complex.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was like. People are attracted to their mom.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm attracted to Jennifer Aniston. I just like her so much because she reminds me of my mom.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I screenshotted it when it was at 1.2 million because I was like, I'm at 1.2 million and she's at 1.2, so we're like the same. And then it was like,
only Matt would think about that.
Like, I just saw it like when I was like, oh, she made it. I was like, oh, 1.2. And I was like, this is not going to last. So I just wanted to like just say I have this screenshot of when it was 1.2.
But I've been loving her content though, like her IG stories, everything. She's just like, she's really like, she's just enjoying it.
She's 50?
50?
Can you look it up?
Is she married now? Like, who?
No idea.
And she's never had any kids?
No, I don't think so. Why are you fucking judging Jennifer Aniston?
Were you trying to put a baby in her?
It's just like the end of Jennifer Aniston is just gonna like, end of Jennifer Aniston. Like, I just can't believe she didn't like pass on the Jennifer Aniston-ness onto somebody else so it can like live on. Like, but I'm not saying that like, you gotta have a baby. But just like someone as great as Jennifer Aniston, I was like, oh.
She didn't find anybody she loves. I mean, that happens to a lot of people.
She hasn't met Zayn.
She had Brad Pitt, and then she was with like Justin Thoreau. And
is
then
it too
it's
late?
Just
50? 50 is like way
too
late.
Yeah, I don't think.
It is crazy that like she's now too old to like.
Aww.
Maybe she's like,
what if
really
she does have a kid?
I mean, she could. She can
like, maybe her eggs are frozen somewhere and someone can, like, have a surrogate.
Whoa! Like, she rich as fuck, bitch.
Oh, my God.
She probably did do something like that.
You think so?
That's, like, what she's going to post on her Instagram. Like, that's
why it's
around.
I just feel like...
Do you think it's something she's upset about? Do you think that,
I don't know.
Like,
it could be a personal choice. Wait. We don't know.
Yeah.
What would you name your kid if you had a kid?
Gonorrhea. Syphilia.
Is that French?
Oh, someone was wanting to talk about our first jobs, like what our first jobs were.
Oh, shit. You know what's funny? I actually thought about this the other day. And there's a really funny story I have about my first job that my parents don't even know.
Ooh.
Really? What is that?
Mr. and Mrs. Usan.
Spooky.
Well, let me start a little bit from the beginning. My mom actually got me the job. It was at PacSun.
I worked there too.
Yeah. So my first real like paying job was PacSun, and my mom walked in and just happened to ask the manager, hey, are you hiring? And they're like, yeah, but only for like special people. And my mom was like, my son's kind of special. So then she came home and was like, hey, do you want to work at PacSun? And I was like, I guess, yeah. She was like, okay, cool, I got you an interview. I was like, all right. So I met with the manager, and he's awesome. Like, we're actually still friends, and I talk to him all the time. But met him, got the job, and then I don't want to toot my own horn, but I was like the best salesman, and I did a lot of shit for
my
team.
Yeah.
And
I did the opposite. I didn't want to do anything when I worked at PacSun.
Sitting at the folding board like this. Just texting away.
But I mean, my manager was awful though. She sucked.
She was bad.
She sucked.
But he was a stoner.
Okay, go on.
And he would go to work high. And obviously, like, I knew I wasn't stupid. But he just covered it really well. He was just very smooth. And he got work done. Like, he was a functional stoner that could just... I don't know. It's insane.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was a young kid. And, like, I looked up to him. I was like, I want to do that. And I never smoked weed. Like, I was a really good kid.
Cover your ears, Mrs. Hussar.
So I had like tried it and I got like really paranoid and weird, but I still like, I wanted to be cool. I wanted to like go into work high with him. So I showed up to work high, and like we were supposed to work that night. And he walks up to me and he goes, hey, I'm taking off. We got so and so is going to take my shift. I'm going to head out. And it was another like assistant manager that worked there.
No.
And she was a bitch, dude.
Hold on. What's her name?
We don't need to say her name.
Because I feel like it's the same girl. It's the same girl. I feel like it's the...
I don't remember. I wish I did.
Did she have a... Keep going. Did she have a snoggle tooth?
She was awful. So he left, and like I instantly just she was like, are you okay? Literally walked in. He said bye. I was like, hey, what's up? I'm working today. And she was like, are you okay? I was like, no, I feel a little funny. She's like, yeah, you don't look too good. You want to go get some food? And I was like, yeah. So I, as soon as I got in, I took my break and went to the food court.
Oh, she knows you're high too because she asked you to get food.
I came back and I was just like super smiley. And oh, she was like, are you stoned? And I looked at her and I was just like,
oh, no.
You nodded.
How dare you,
nodded.
Tell the truth.
You fucking. Yeah, I panicked, dude. I was so fucking paranoid. It was my first job and I was high and like I couldn't.
Oh my gosh. So, little heat.
So she was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Whoa. Oh, aggressive.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
No, she was so mad. She was like, go into the back right now. So she called the guy, my boss that had just left, and was like, Heath is fucking high. And he was like, shit. So she's like, we got to do something about this. Something needs to be done right
fuck
now.
Off.
He cannot come into work and be fucking high.
Oh,
and I'm in the back
God.
And like I can hear her like saying this stuff. So then he calls me. He's like, Heath, please don't be mad at me. I got
to
do this.
She needs to get laid.
But she's threatening to call corporate right now and it's going to be a huge issue. Like I have to fire you right now just to shut her up because this is going to be a big deal. And I was like, are you kidding me? He's like, dude, I am so sorry, but
oh my
I have
God,
to let you
mom.
Go.
Fuck.
And she sent me home. So I didn't get called. Like, I couldn't tell my mom. I couldn't. I literally could not tell her. So for 2 weeks, we're going by. Like, 2 weeks went by. And she's like, why don't you have work? Like, what happened to your schedule? I was like, the sales are down.
And sales are down.
They were. Yeah, we just don't have enough on the payroll right now to book me. And I'm talking on my ass.
Your mom's smart too. She probably called.
Yeah.
No, she was at the mall. She was like, well, I was just there last week and it was busy Pop as hell. It was like the Apple store in there. They had employees in every corner.
But yeah, for 2 weeks, obviously I had to play it off. Like they just weren't calling me in. Whatever. So I went to go in and I walked into the store and I saw the lady that had me fired and she goes, hi, welcome to PacSun. Is there anything I can help you find?
Oh, fuck
I
off.
Looked at her. I was like, fuck you.
Ew.
I was so
you said that?
Mad.
You said
I, like,
that to
I literally,
her.
No, I didn't say it.
Oh.
I felt
what?
It, but I was thinking it.
Hell yeah.
but I was just like, no, I'm good. And I was just so mad. Long story short, after 3 weeks, David calls me. He's like, I had a talk with the girl, and she was like, why did you fire Heath? And he's like, what are you talking about? You made me fire him. And she's like, no, I just said, like, we probably should do something about it. And then, like, that was it. I wasn't going to do anything.
Girl.
Oh, God.
So he was like, no, you purposely made me fire him, knowing, like, he was our best salesman. So he calls me and he's like, hey, I want you back on the team. Like, you can work tomorrow. Like, I'm rehiring you. Like, I need you. And he's like, you have your job back. I had a talk with her. Everything is good. Like, act like nothing ever happened and we're good to go. I came back, busted my ass, and I got promoted to a manager. And that bitch got fired.
Oh!
Thank you. Moral of the story.
Why did she get fired?
Smoke weed.
Why did she get fired?
Because she sucked.
No, she was high because she was high. She on was the high.
Zane, what was your first job?
My first job was at a Mexican restaurant.
Ooh,
ooh, and I dropped food like it was fucking hot tamales, baby. I dropped everybody's food.
Senorita. Coming through.
Food runner. I was a food dropper. I'd fucking drop that shit all over the place. But one time it was the funniest where I think I fired myself. I think I fired myself. No, I didn't.
I fired myself. What is that?
I was so embarrassed where I wanted to quit because I was so embarrassed because of this story I'm about to say. I'm walking out with two hot fucking fresh fajitas. Just the whole
hot
thing.
Soup,
like,
hot soup.
I'm walking out. I put the tray on. You know those tables? It's not a table.
Yeah, the folders.
The folders that you put trays on. So I pop the folder. I put the tray on, and my dumbass takes everything off one side first.
Oh,
so
here's the
other side. You know, half of the food just fucking topples and falls on the floor, and they're just like. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
That's really bad.
I'm so sorry. I run back and I tell the chef, because the chef was also like the owner too. It was like a private restaurant. So he was just like, God, he was so fucking pissed. So he makes the food again. He makes the food again. No. And you know, it's like, it's 15 minutes.
Don't tell me you dropped your shit again.
15 minutes later, so where he's cooking, you know those like those saddle, those the doors,
saloon
the
doors.
Saloon doors. So there's saloon doors and there's like windows in it. So you see past, so he makes a brand new fresh two fajitas and I'm walking out and I walk through the saloon doors and I slip on sour cream. I slip on sour cream and I just go what? Literally the tray goes like what?
Oh, shit.
And he sees, the chef sees this happen, he just sees the tray go.
He turns the stoves off. He's just like, we're close.
Wait, was it your sour cream from earlier?
No, it was just sour cream.
That'd be really funny.
It was.
Oh my!
It was sour cream that was just left. No, it wasn't that area. It was another. It was right outside of the kitchen. And I slipped. I fall. I looked down. I was like, and I think a tear came out of my eye. I looked straight at the chef, the manager, and I was like, I think I'm gonna go. I quit.
He stands up, takes his little pin off. Puts it on the desk.
I told him, I'm like, I'm just gonna fire myself. Like, I'm out of here. Like, I can't. This is
That's
the worst
so
moment
funny.
In my entire life. Twice the same table
in a span of.
Sorry, I made $5 an hour at this place. Okay, $5 an hour. That's not a lot of money at all. Yeah. And the tips were nothing. It was like $2 a night. So like I would walk away with like $18 a night. It was really, really bad pay. They closed down the restaurant because they weren't making enough money. And they never paid me. They owed me $300 and they never paid me.
Still to this day?
Oh, to this day.
Shout them out.
Take
shout
them
out.
Court.
They opened up another restaurant and I showed up to the restaurant like 3 months later like, yo, where's my $300? He's like, we'll pay you. And they never paid me. And I think that's crazy.
Look at you now.
Oh, and look at me now, bitch. I'm on a podcast with my best friend. We talking shit. Fuck me. But I'm really glad I worked at that restaurant, though, because it was like, what an experience slipping
like,
on sour cream.
I mean, with everybody, all the jobs that we've had growing up has like made us who we are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like,
yeah.
I am Absolutely. So happy I worked everywhere I worked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stuff is going to suck out there. And if you're in a job that sucks, it's preparing you for something in the future.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So absolutely.
Just, yeah, I learned everything from every job that mm-hmm. I had. I still, like, use things from every job that I've had.
Yeah. My parents were so fucking strict to me, and I hated it, but I'm so glad.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys have strict parents, let them be strict and appreciate it, because later in life, you're going to fucking, you're gonna love that they were strict on you.
It seems like stuff could be the end of the world at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's not. And it's going to prepare you for something.
And I feel like we all had pretty strict, like I feel like our entire friend group, we've all had like strict parents. Like we all had like very kind of, not shitty lives, but like we all were just kind of tied down throughout our childhood. And we all like, we couldn't really do what we wanted.
Like
your parents were strict. My parents were super strict. What about you guys? Were your parents super strict?
Yeah.
My parents were strict.
My parents were weird strict. Like, I wasn't allowed to wear nail polish until I was, like, 15. I wasn't allowed to chew gum. I wasn't, like, little things like that. But then they were like, you could start learning how to drive as soon as you reach the pedal. And then we were behind a wheel. Like, they had weird rules.
That's some country
shit.
That's
crazy
shit. Like, I didn't have a phone until I was 16.
I didn't have
those are weird.
Until
like
I was, like, 16. I think I was a junior when I got texting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Was it unlimited?
I was spoiled.
No, I don't think
absolutely
it was.
Absolutely not.
I think I had, like, a limited amount. It was, like, so many I could send.
I got so excited when I got this slide phone.
Ooh, I could,
like,
text. Oh,
yeah. I had the
keyboard.
Envy, the one that, like, just
Oh, yeah, the Envy, Matt.
And then the Voyager. The Voyager.
The Sidekick. The Sidekick.
I never got the
privileged kids. I had this busted gray one with a screen literally an inch by an inch.
My first one was a singular phone.
Yep.
And dude, the way my dad surprised me was almost like he was filming a YouTube video where he called it. It was my birthday.
Oh my
God. Called the phone and the phone was in like his jacket in the car.
That's like my birthday.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
Me too. Yeah. For my 16th birthday, my dad built a little mini dance studio in the basement. So I came down and I saw the dance studio. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And then the phone started ringing in like the wall. And I was like, what's going on? And they were like, go get your phone.
That's what we fucking appreciate shit. And yeah. That's why I'm so glad that we were raised the way we were raised. Because we appreciate 100%. Every little thing that we get now.
For sure.
But like these kids these days, y'all motherfuckers, y'all getting phones when you're fucking 4 years old. What
iPhones,
the fuck?
iPads, iMacs.
It's fucking crazy.
They probably don't get that stuff for like Christmas or birthdays anymore. It's just whenever the new one comes out, like you can
I love like videos where kids get surprised that they're going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
And it's like that day and the kids just start crying and they're so grateful. Like I am like, yes, good parenting. Like this is like a good kid.
You don't see that anymore though. Like what Absolutely do you get your, not. What do parents get their kids on for Christmas?
Meet
nothing.
Meet and greets to see us.
Meet and greets to see the fucking, the Dobre brothers.
Oh shit.
Did what you guys shit? See that video? With them sitting still? That's crazy.
Tell them the people who don't know.
Okay, for you guys who don't know, Dober Brothers are twins. They have a YouTube channel.
As well,
they also have like two other brothers. I think they were on tour and they had a meet and greet and kids were coming up and taking pictures at their meet and greet that they've spent, you know, hundreds of dollars to meet them and they're sitting there, no fucking emotion in their face. As kids are coming and taking pictures, like they were cut out cardboard.
Sitting on stools.
Literally,
like
crazy.
Doesn't do anything. And then the girl, like, he literally, you could see her, like, pushing her away.
Yeah.
And then the beat drops and he's like this.
I thought it was fake. I thought they were faking it. I thought it was, like, supposed to be a funny video, but it wasn't. It was really.
Yeah.
And they're like, sorry, we're tired. I'm like, it doesn't fucking matter if you're tired or not. You better have the biggest smile. They're paying hundreds of dollars to see you. Like, how dare you?
Obviously, yes, you could be tired, but it's still exciting to meet fans that support you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, these people love you and they look up to you.
Yeah.
Like, that's so amazing to actually have that encounter.
Yeah, I mean, we all have bad days, you know? Everybody
but
has
all
a
four
bad
of them
day, but
same
like,
day, same time.
Same time.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're just tired.
Yeah, I know. That was insane. But, like, watching that, it kind of, like, gives me a little, like, a kick in the ass. Like, hey. Smile a little bit more because you know I feel like
Zane just has resting bitch face.
I have resting dick face. It sucks. I like every time like someone will come up at the mall and I'm like, hey, what's up? And Jeff will be like, sassy, huh? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, it was a little sassy of you. I was like, dude, it sucks that like I just can't fuck. I have to smile all the time. If I'm not smiling, then I'm a dick.
Then something's wrong.
It sucks being in that like position where like you just have like a face where it just looks like you're miserable all the time.
But hey, it's good that you're getting better though.
I'm trying to smile. Like, what's all the scars on my face?
That's how my mouth feels. I'm squinting and I'm sorry if I've been talking to you.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in to our podcast, Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Yeah. Our coffee is coming to a close open. Ooh! We're about to launch, bitch. It's looking good. The logo's looking hot.
We gotta show you the final. Yeah.
The coffee is popping hot. It's tasting really fresh.
Guys, I'm so excited because it's in a place where like it's pretty much finalized. Now it's just like getting into actually bagging, making, supplying, doing all the distribution stuff, which is...
Yeah.
Which is the cool part. We're super excited that you guys are still listening to us and listening to our dumbasses again.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Leave a nice review on the podcast app. Mm-hmm. Make sure to listen to us on Spotify, on the podcast app, on Google, Android, whatever the fuck those apps are on. And make sure to check us out on our video, which is posted on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Mm-hmm. You could listen while you're driving, walking to class, you're at the gym, on the treadmill doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can find time to make us fit into your day. Mm-hmm.
And bitch, we just hit 300,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel. What's up?
Guys, I'm so excited that so many people are watching the YouTube videos.
It's crazy. You guys are, a lot of you're tuning, like, just, Matt, what?
Wrap,
what?
Y'all gotta wrap it up.
I don't fucking, bitch, we're talking. We, bitch, we are talking.
We go another 3 hours.
We are talking to our coffee beans. Give us a fucking minute.
Camera's gonna shut off, so.
It's crazy. Oh, I'm like, I'm trying to like talk to you and talk to you guys, and Matt is just sitting there like this.
The juice.
The funny. The juice. The funny.
I'm just trying to keep y'all on track.
We're on track, motherfucker. Oh, he's doing it again. You want to get hit, motherfucker? You want to get hit?
And we go out.
We go swell that other side up.
They're out. All right. Bye, y'all.
All right. We love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Have a good Monday. We love y'all.
Peace out. Peace and blessing. Peace out. Rise and shine.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.